Morning, Luke.
Morning, gent. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And great to have you on the show again. And I guess, firstly, going back to your grand final triumph in 2003, that week into the grand final, what do you feel you got so right, I guess, in your preparation that put you in the best position to win?
I think almost 20 years ago, a bit hard to recall, but to be honest, you win the grand finals by keeping things as close to normal as possible. So I think both sides have sort of got their fan day out of the way pretty early in the week, and it's now just up to the coach and the players to just keep things as they would sort of every other week. I think if you try and think that you're going to come up with some flash play that you haven't done all year and change your tactics in the last week, that's not sort of the right time to be doing that.
Luke, in regards to the Penrith season, once again, it's been extremely consistent. And I guess, what have you made of their preparation leading into being in another grand final? There was a lot of talk when Ivan Cleary rested players, but they just seem... they seem fresh. They seem on. They got, you know, they're just about fully fit to select their 17. They've just got their run beautifully. They've set it up beautifully.
Yeah, I think they have. I think they're leading into maybe 2020 and even last year. I think they probably started to have a bit of a downward spiral in the semis. I think they was pretty close to being knocked out last year before they reached the grand final. But this year, I think, obviously, no. If you keep doing the same things, you get the same result. Ivan and the crew there have obviously just tinkered around a bit, and they've got an improvement, because I think the way that they've performed leading into the semi-finals and during the semi-finals this year, I think they've actually sort of starting to step up another class again. So last week they were probably a little bit flat to start with, and that can happen when you have a week off. But they turned it on and they got the job done well and truly in the second half. And I think this week hopefully will be sort of no different. I don't think they're going to come out there and blow Parramatta off the park in the first sort of 60 minutes. But if they grind it out like they do so well, come that sort of last 10 to 15 minutes, I think if the Panthers are still there, they'll sort of run away with the game.
And I think that's the key, what you just mentioned there too, Prado. They build their game well, Parramatta. Some teams come out and try to blow the opposition away early, and then if that doesn't work, there's sort of no plan B. Whereas for mine, when you look at Penrith, they build and build and they get stronger and stronger, knowing at the back end they're going to wear teams down, and that's a great strength to have.
Yeah, Loz, obviously, mate, you've played in many grand finals more than me, but that's the strength of a good side, isn't it? I think, because sometimes even if you're not on that week in the game, you know that if you do your job and you got the confidence in the blokes around you, that if you've got a team full of 7 out of 10 players, but two or three of those step up to do a 9 out of 10, then you go a long way to winning the game. And that's what Panthers has done for across all their grades. Like, I mean, it's been a great year for the club. They've made the Harold Matthew Grand Final, but they've won the SG Ball. They won the Jersey Flag or the under-21s. Last week, the New South Wales Cup. I'm involved with St Mary's, and we won the Sydney Shield and the Ron Massey Club, which has that affiliation through St Mary's as well. And they made the semi-finals. So from juniors all the way through, they run the same structures. Blokes that come through, Ron Massey that have stepped up to New South Wales Cup and New South Wales Cup that step up to play first grade, they all know the same structure. So what they've sort of done means that any player can step into that position and know what their job is, and that's what the great sides do. And I think lots of good mates with Craig Bellamy, and that's what a lot of the players down at the Storm say, that you come into the Storm system, it's a simple structure, you know what your job is, so when you get out there, all that's needed from you is to do that job, and everyone else does their job, and you go pretty close to winning your matches.
We're speaking with Penrith Premiership player Luke Prittison. And Luke, to what extent do you feel that, I guess, Penrith needs to win this to cement its legacy of one of the great teams of the modern era, considering their dominance over the last 3 years?
Oh, look, win or lose, I think they've been in 3 grand finals in a row. So I think from a club point of view, this side have sort of cemented their legacy. But I suppose it's more than that as well. It's the whole club. You know, we've been through the times in the 90s where they won or were involved in their grand finals and then sort of slipped away. And the same in our era in 2003, you know. We won that game, then we went back and sort of were one game short for in 2004, and then basically the club dropped away again for another decade. So it's important, and I think that the commendment to all the blokes, you know, from the top all the way down to the juniors, is that they got the club running well. So hopefully, regardless of what the result is on the weekend, and obviously, you know, we're looking for a good Penrith victory out here, but the club's set up so that, you know, hopefully there's some sort of dynasty-type arrangement that, you know, Melbourne has had over the last years, and the Roosters, that, you know, we're always in the top contenders over the next decade to be in the grand final. That's the success of a good club.
Can you tell us a little bit about the rivalry between the two clubs, Prido? Because, I mean, we're talking about the Battle of the West here, and, you know, Parramatta, I suppose, were always the big brother, and they had the success early on. But it seems as though Penrith now are the big brother. They're the dominant force. And what was it like back when you used to play against Parramatta compared to maybe now?
Yeah, I'm in my first game when I come down from Brisbane and started at Penrith, and I think Parramatta had been in the grand final probably the year before, I think it was. And we played them first game, and all the boys were sort of G'd up because they thought, oh, this is our best chance of beating them. Yeah. And then I remember after the game, had a couple of messages on the phone from Big Wendell saying, how do you like that? Because basically we got towed up about 50-4 or something. So that's what the mentality has always been. Yeah. And you knocked it on the head that, you know, through the 80s and that Parramatta were the big brother, and the Panthers were, I suppose, the poor cousins a bit further down the M4. But Sydney has obviously grown significantly now, and I think football or rugby league in general is massive out here in the West, and it just has to show through the number of players that come from the West that are playing in the NRLW as well. And there's a whole heap of players that I know that coming up from the West that are playing for the Roosters and those sort of sides as well. So it's not only the men, it's the women as well. So in regards to that, I think, as you said, Penrith have overtaken Parramatta, but that's only going to sort of spur Parramatta on to say, well, if Penrith can do it, we can get back to the top as well.
Prido, we talk about Nathan Cleary, and rightly so. I mean, he's a wonderful player, and you know, we'll be talking about him as one of the elite when his career is finished. But I want to ask you about a bloke like Dylan Edwards. When you first saw Dylan Edwards play, did you think that he'd have the influence or impact on this club like he has?
No, to be honest, I didn't. I think, and you probably even speak to him and others, that he probably lacked confidence. You, as a spectator, when you used to sort of sit up there with the rest of the blokes, you'd sort of be thinking, okay, well, he's got two or three errors in every game. We just hope that it's not this game that's going to cost us. But I think he's really matured over the last sort of 2 years. And, like, to be honest, I think he's I've sort of nominated him as my Dally M favourite. Obviously, Cleary's going to be in the mix as well. But the way that he's sort of just performed week in, week out for that side, and it hasn't just been, as I said, this year. He's gone to another level, but last year as well. And I think he is one of those unsung players that, he just sits back, he does his job, he runs his 200-odd metres every match. You know, he still has maybe one or two errors in him, but they're not sort of week in, week out now. And he's backing himself to be a leader in that side. The Panthers have a great defensive record, and as you know, Loz, that comes down to your fullback. So he's obviously doing something right there, and he's sort of starved off a couple of players that were putting their hand up for that fullback position over the last few years, and I think he's earned that position. He's a leader in that side, and I wouldn't be surprised if he sort of pulls out a bit of magic on the weekend that gets the boys home.
Luke, really appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the grand final.
Will do, and go the mighty Panthers.